USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to spill in to former Vice President Joe Biden's choice of a former rival for the Democratic nomination to be his running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris. Among politicians, each side has reacted as one would expect. And of course, it's been fodder for the late-night TV hosts, including Stephen Colbert, who expressed this perspective at the news last night.
Senator Harris is a surprising choice, considering just how hard she went after him. I mean, with hammer and tongs. Over busing, racial equality. She hit him so hard he was spitting teeth like chiclets all over the stage.
President Trump says he's fine with Biden's choice, saying Harris is all about raising taxes and slashing funds for the military. The Big 12 will reportedly soon announce it's planning to play college football this season. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The nation's top infectious disease expert says he does not believe that Russia's coronavirus vaccine claim is a real deal. Dr. Anthony Fauci, taking part in a discussion with National Geographic, saying it's one thing to have a vaccine, but it's another for it to be safe and effective. That follows Russian President Vladimir Putin's announcement that they have the world's first COVID-19 vaccine. Just about 2,000 Connecticut residents still without power, more than a week after hurricane and then tropical storm Isaias made landfall. It has them and leaders like Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton very upset.
At the end of the day, we want one simple thing. No spin, no arguing, turn the lights on, and do it as fast as you possibly can.
For the past week, the utility company there had roughly 2,300 crews and teams from 12 different states and Canada trying to restore the power. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Authorities now identifying the suspect believed to have been involved with an incident that interrupted President Trump's briefing on Monday afternoon. 51-year-old Myron Berryman was shot in the chest by a Secret Service officer near the White House. He had told the agent, according to the Secret Service, that he had a weapon and ran towards him like he was going to fire. TikTok may have been tracking Android users for over a year. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the app tracked Mac addresses, even if users change their security settings. The report shows the app logged information for at least 15 months, but it stopped doing so since its most recent update in November. TikTok was apparently able to get around Google's policy by adding extra levels of encryption. Hershey's Halloween candy will not have the festive wrapping on it that it normally does. But Hershey's global chief of sales says they're still going to roll out their candy displays even earlier than normal this year in hopes of increasing Halloween sales. The change in wrapping is because they're not sure how popular trick-or-treating is going to be as the pandemic continues, as many families might have smaller gatherings and may not let their kids go door-to-door. You can find us online anytime. Yes, you don't have to go to a door. Just find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.